Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 25th, 2024. The language of roots and branches. In the beginning, Rabbi Shimon stated, the flower buds have appeared in the land, the time of pruning has arrived, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land, Rashbi, Zohar for all, the flower buds. Question. It creates the impression that the author clearly did not want ordinary people to understand what is written here. Or are there simply no other options to describe the state of connection with the Creator? What can be understood from all this? Answer. The thing is that the spiritual forces that descend into our world and organize everything in it are called by different names at different levels. They form the world surrounding us. Therefore, a Kabbalist who wants to talk about it uses different levels of these forces in his narrative. It turns out that, on the one hand, this can be described allegorically, that sprouts appeared from under the ground, the voice of the turtle dove is heard in the sky, and so on. And on the other hand, it can be described by the actions of physical forces, and not by their branches. In general, there are many possibilities to describe the actions of nature in order to bring a person closer to what he should do, to the realization of his abilities. Question. Does that mean that the author didn't intentionally write it in such a coded way? He just had no other choice? Answer. Yes. In general, it should be understood that all of nature is revealed to Kabbalists, and they use the terms and designations that they consider closest to describing certain actions. From CabTV's introduction of the Book of Zohar, January 7, 2024. Prepare a place for the Creator. Question. What does the Creator judge? Our egoistic flaws or our yearning toward him in bestowal and connection? Is the result of this judgment our coming closer to him? Answer, yes, the Creator judges how close you want to get to each other. He wants you to be connected into one whole and to give him a place between you in which he could be revealed. Question, what if we do not have this feeling? Answer, just start doing it, prepare a place for him, and then you will feel him approaching you and entering between you. In fact, if you think about the Creator and want to do everything for him, then you are pretty much in a very correct direct connection with him. Only this connection has not been revealed yet, but it will be revealed in the near future. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 10, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam Torah Lishma. Wicked or righteous? As our sages said, Neder, 16b, and these are their words, Rabbi Hanina ben Papa said, that angel appointed over pregnancy is called Layla, night. He takes a drop, places it before the Creator, and says to him, Lord of the world, what shall become of this drop? A mighty one or a weakling, a wise or a fool, wealthy or poor? But wicked or righteous he did not say, Rabash. Article 10, what is the degree one should achieve in order not to have to reincarnate? That drop of semen from which a person emerges is practically neutral and contains everything. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, we understand what germs of good or evil actions we have and how we can speed up or slow down our good or evil development. In principle, this is what practical Kabbalah deals with. Question, does it mean that what kind of person one will be? Strong or weak, smart or silly, rich or poor, does not depend on him? Answer, it all depends on the drop of semen from which he develops. But a person determines whether he can influence his destiny through good actions. He must choose whether he will be righteous or wicked. This is his only choice, and everything else is already given in the drop of semen. Question, in regards to what do we determine whether one is wicked or righteous? Answer, regarding the fulfillment of the commandments. Will he love other people, since love your neighbor as yourself is the basic law of the Torah, and will he treat the world this way? That is, being wicked does not necessarily mean doing some kind of evil deed. It is enough that he simply thinks about himself, and this is already a sin. From Cab TV's Practical Kabbalah, January 2, 2024. Questions about spiritual work, 62. Question: what kind of effort allows us to see that all judgments are fair, merciful, and are the best way for us? Answer: by treating everything that happens to us through the condition of bestowal and love, we begin to see that everything comes to us from the Creator with love and care. Question: the ascent from one degree to another happens in faith above reason. Is the ascent above egoism performed in the same way? Answer: the ascent above egoism only occurs in faith above reason. There is no other way. Work in egoism is work in faith and reason, but work on egoism is in faith above reason. Question: why is the desire to receive faith above reason not considered egoistic? After all, gradually we feel in our work that it is much more beneficial to work in faith. A feeling of the Creator, light, joy, and love appear. Why is this not egoism? Answer: because the conditions to reach this state are anti-egoistic. Question: should we feel after the actions of bestowal that we have given 100% according to the measure of the Creator's desire? Or should there still be a deficiency, a feeling of imperfection, that we did everything possible, but we could have done more? Answer: it is precisely these feelings that pass through all of us. That is, it always seems to me that I can do a little more and I need to add something else. This is right. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 10, 2024. Writings of Rabash Torah Lishma. Correct the attitude toward the Creator. Question: when we see a judge judging the world, what should we correct, our attitude toward the court or toward the judge? Answer: we must correct our attitude toward the court, and eventually we will correct our attitude toward the judge, the Creator. The Creator sets all kinds of conditions for us all the time, and we have to turn these conditions from bad conditions into conditions of friendship. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 10, 2024. Writings of Baal HaSulam Torah Lishma. In accordance with the laws of the spiritual world, spiritual advancement lies in closer connection between friends, in turning to the Creator, and in revealing the Creator from a common point of unity. This state indicates that you are together with the Creator. In this case, you can raise the point of unity to the level of permanent unification. There is nothing complicated about this, it is as easy as 1, 2, 3. The only problem is that you do not want to listen to it and hear it. Question: how can I turn to the Creator from the point of connection if I am an inveterate egoist and do not feel anyone except myself? Answer: try to turn to the Creator as a representative of your group, and this is how you will advance. Each one turns to the Creator on behalf of the ten, asks, and demands that the Creator move you forward. Question: so when I try to formulate this request, I immediately imagine my friends, the ten, and I think from the state of connection? Answer: you feel them all together, and from this common feeling you turn to the Creator. Question: but if everything is predetermined from above, as Kabbalists say, then my friend's destructive habits also come from the Creator. Can studying Kabbalah correct them? Answer: we can correct anything we want if only we act in accordance with the laws of the spiritual world. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 29, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is, praise the Lord, all nations, in the work? We can order the weather ourselves. Question: a traveler asked a shepherd, what will the weather be like today? The shepherd replied, it will be as I like it. How do you know you will like it? I have learned to love what will be. Therefore, the weather will be as I like it, replied the shepherd. How can we learn to love what will be? Answer: you simply accept with an open heart what nature, the Creator, is preparing for you. And it doesn't matter what. Question: so whatever it is? Answer: whatever it is. And what can happen? Comment: many things can happen that I won't like. My response: won't like, I don't talk about that at all. Whatever I don't like, I accept. Question: so you're talking about acceptance? Whatever happens, I accept it? Answer: yes. Comment: if only we could tune into that, if we could learn to live like that. My response: calmly. Comment: that is beyond one's dreams. My response: but one has to die every day and that's it. Question: what does that mean? Answer: what is happening now, what will disappear, and what will be all equally come from above in my eyes. And that is why I accept it in advance with submission. Question: without resistance? Answer: why resist? What kind of resistance can there be? Question: so what is called life? Answer: life is the property of the existence of protein matter. It is interesting how a person could come up with that. Comment: there is not even a conversation about the soul or the heart. Protein matter exists, and that's all. And you say, learn to go with the flow, completely. Surrender and that's it. Accept everything that comes to you. Just as he says, there will be weather that I like. My response: of course. I agree in advance with what will be. Comment: wars, suffering, everything that is prepared for me, and so on, I accept it all. My response: yes. Question: it is really hard work. It sounds very appealing to surrender and annul oneself like that. But it's very hard work. Very. What experience should I have to come to this? Answer: anyway, both this way and that way, and what needs to happen will happen. What comes from above will be with you. Question: does it come with age, with wisdom? How exactly? Answer: both this way and that way. Question: but do I still need to gain experience to come to this? Answer: yes. Well, another 5 years, another 10 years, and then? All the same, we will have to undergo such a transformation with ourselves, with our body, and so on. Question: so we might as well agree with this now? Answer: of course. And what's next? We will grow into a new form, a new life. Without hope, without any grandiose plans. We will try to be even more in agreement with the Creator. Question: from everything you say, it turns out that this is exactly what we are being led to, and only to this? Answer: yes. Question: is this what life is, to come to such a state? Answer: to complete agreement with the upper force, complete surrender to it. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 27, 2023. Harmony of heart and mind. Question: what exactly should the mouth and heart be equal in, since not everything that roams in the head and heart can be expressed in the ten? Answer: you can say anything. I think that our friends are ready to understand and accept everything you say. Question: what if it offends and leads a person astray? Answer: so think before you speak. Question: if the heart and mind have come to a state that they are important to each other, can they convey through the mouths the importance of unification to the group? Answer: even without uttering a word, you influence the group and become one with your friends. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 7, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. Understanding what is written in Shulhan Aruch.